With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever listened to a Reddit story that is so engrossing, so entertaining, and has you on the very edge of your seat, and then all of a sudden just stops? Well, for me, that is the most frustrating thing ever, not knowing what happens next in an amazing story. That is where Best of Redditor Updates comes in, the subreddit that tells you exactly what happens next. I found out my best friend has been using my pictures to catfish a guy she's been talking to since 2015. Man, I don't know where to go from here, so I thought I'd go to Reddit. My best friend, we'll call her Maggie, and I met our freshman year of college. We're now roommates and moved in together 2 years ago. Just FYI guys, this story was posted in 2020. In 2015, my best friend spent spring break a couple of states away and matched with a guy on Tinder. When she came back to campus, she immediately told me about him and how amazing he was and how they only went out to dinner once. This was obviously a lie, but that they were talking 24/7. I got super excited and asked to see a picture. That was the only picture of him she's ever shown me. Over the past 5 years, he's literally been her whole world. She talks about him constantly. She always has her nose in her phone. She gets clingy when he takes too long to text back. She's cried to me a few times because she's lurked on his social media and seen he was around other girls. My roommate doesn't have social media herself. I'd asked a few times why they've never met up again, and she said they're both too busy and don't have the money for the trip. I even told her that he could stay with us and that would save some money. He sent presents and even flowers on Valentine's Day every year. They've basically been dating this whole time. So yesterday, my roommate picked up a shift at work and was gone. I get a knock on our door and I open it to a guy. He says hi, and I give a confused hi? And then he barges in and scoots me up into a hug. He starts saying, "I thought you were working. I was hoping your roommate was here so I could surprise you when you got back." And I'm so confused. I immediately get down and back away and let him know I have absolutely no clue what he's talking about. My brain can't even process what's happening. Then he looks confused and says, "Maggie?" And I'm like, "No, that's my roommate." My roommate and I look nothing alike, so I'm even more confused. Then something kind of clicks and I think, "Oh my God, is this the guy she's been dating?" So I say, "Wait, are you Adam?" And he gives me a very slow, "Yes." And I get excited and say, "Oh my God, I bet Maggie is gonna flip out. I can't believe you're here." His demeanor completely changes. He asks me what I'm talking about. "I'm Maggie?" And I tell him, "No, I'm Summer, Maggie's roommate." At this point, I'm still completely missing something that he's just pieced together. He just says, "Holy frick." And he looks like he doesn't know what to say. Eventually, he asks if he can sit down. I invite him in. He then proceeds to tell me that for the past 5 years, he's thought he's been talking to me. Every picture he's ever seen of Maggie has actually been pictures of me. I'm completely dumbfounded and we don't know what to say to each other at first. So he gets out his phone and shows me proof. He has tons of pictures of me saved on his phone and went to their messages and showed me proof that she's been sending them to him. I felt and still feel completely sick to my stomach. I get out my phone and show him real pictures of her. I tell him maybe they could just talk when she gets off work, and he's so angry at this point. I say maybe we should call her first and let her know he's here. So I do that and she starts flipping out, saying she's not coming home, tells him to leave and that she won't talk to him. He calls her and starts yelling at her over the phone. After everyone calms, she eventually comes home. He's hurt and accusing, she's crying, I'm sitting there awkwardly. She tells him that she's still the same person he's had feelings for, and he screams at her, "No, I thought I was in love with your roommate." And that completely makes her break down. So I tell him maybe he should leave for the night and everyone should have their own space. He agrees, and after he leaves, she goes completely psychotic on me and starts throwing trash around the living room. Tells me she hates me, I start crying, it's a mess. I left to stay with a friend and haven't been back, so I don't know what's gone down. I feel like I have no idea who the person I'm living with is, and I feel weirdly violated. Do I move out? Do I try to call her? She hasn't even texted me. I don't know how to deal with this situation. And without further ado, let's get straight into the updates. Thank you guys for all of your advice and comments. Many saying you've been in mine or Adam's position, it made me feel better. I'm going to go ahead and just post an update because I don't think there'll be more of an outcome than this. I ended up having a phone call with Adam, mostly because I wanted to know about the pictures she sent. Turns out she sent pics of me in my underwear and nudes that aren't actually of me or her. So we're assuming she got those from Google. He feels really bad and is actually having a hard time with all of this. I assured him I don't blame him at all for the underwear pics or anything like that. He ended up telling me that they actually have FaceTimed, but she would never show her face, only the top of her head, her hair, which is dyed a similar color to mine. I never thought anything of this. Now I think it might be really weird. And her excuse was she felt like she looked bad on video, was self-conscious, didn't have makeup on, etc. He said he didn't think it was weird. I don't know. He also told me he's tried a ton of times to arrange visits to meet, and she's come up with excuses every time. He said that he's been mostly content to talk through text or over the phone up until this point. He also said he's going to try to reach out to her one more time to talk about everything, but that he's moving on. As for me, I'm not sure I can break my lease yet, but I'm gonna go ahead and move out and in with a friend until my lease is over. We briefly talked when I went to my apartment, and she sort of half apologized, but is still pretty hostile and defensive. So I'm gonna give her space. I feel bad for her, but I don't think our friendship is going to survive this whole thing. Anyway, this has been some crazy stuff, and I appreciate all of the responses I got. You guys are awesome. And what a way to start today's episode. 5 years of using your roommate's pictures to catfish some guy. It's unbelievable. You FaceTimed him. You actually FaceTimed him. It's incredible. The most baffling thing is that I just don't understand what you were ever expecting to happen here. Like, what was the eventual play? You just keep it online forever and have some weird online relationship where you never actually see the guy? I just don't get it. It's so creepy. And after all of that, Maggie is angry at UOP. I mean, she's literally used you as like, I don't know, like a flesh suit for 5 years, yet she's angry at you. How weird. Next up, we have a story from r/AmItheJerk. Am I the jerk for telling my soon-to-be mother-in-law that my engagement ring is cursed? I am a 26-year-old woman and I just got engaged. My soon-to-be mother-in-law is a nightmare. We're currently renovating a part of our place and she's been lent a key in the meantime because she keeps coming over uninvited under the guise of helping clean up. But really, she just likes to snoop and interfere. I do a martial arts and take my engagement ring off before class. I came home from an afternoon class one day and my engagement ring was not in the jewelry dish that I usually leave it in. I asked her about it and she told me that she'd taken it to a jeweler to get it cleaned. She looked super smug about it, and when I asked which jeweler, she pretended she couldn't remember. I didn't want to give her the satisfaction of having a reaction to it, so I just let it slide for a couple of days. Yeah, that is very weird off the bat. A couple of days pass, and I ask her about it again, and she's super vague, still pretending she can't remember which jeweler and saying she's too busy to go and pick it up anytime soon. So I said, "Wow, I really feel for that jeweler. I hope nothing happens to her." She asked what I meant, and I told her that my superstitious Brazilian grandmother had performed some traditional ritual on it that's usually known to curse anyone who takes or handles the ring other than the owner. She looked uneasy and asked me a couple more questions about this ritual, and I made some story up about how my mother's ring had been taken by a burglar who was crushed by a pillar of cement on his way out of the house. I totally made up this entire ritual, and I do have a Brazilian grandmother, but obviously she didn't do some ritual to my ring. The next day, my fiance told me while I was out that she was there to clean up a bit. Lo and behold, I get home, she'd already left, and I find my ring where I'd left it. It didn't look any cleaner than it had before. A week later, I received an abusive call from her saying she'd been in a minor car accident and she was blaming me and my witch doctor grandmother, saying she was now cursed for having touched it. I passed the phone to my fiance, who tried to calm her down, but she was hysterical. I told my fiance what I told her and he scolded me a bit because we both know how she is and I should have known she'd react this sort of way. It's been a further week since then and she refuses to talk to me and keeps slandering me to my fiance. Overall, he sort of recognizes how ridiculous she's being, but the drama of the situation is making me wonder if the whole curse tale was taking it a bit too far. So, am I the jerk? No, absolutely not, and I really hope that your fiance in this update is gonna do something about his mother. Let's see what happens. Update. I really did not expect this sort of response to this post. Thank you all so much for the awards. My fiance and I have had a big chat, and he's admitted that he has to step up when it comes to his mother. Good. He retrieved her key an hour ago, and he told her not to worry about the curse because it would have no effect on anyone who touched it without malicious intent. big thank you to the commenters who suggested that absolutely gold approach. Okay, first of all, good on your fiance. Second of all, that is a genius idea from a Reddit commenter. If you think about it, if OP had just said, yeah, it was all kind of a ruse to get you to give me my ring back as I knew you had it the whole time and you knew where it was, etc., etc., then that relationship would have gone completely downhill. And who knows, she may well have stolen even more stuff from you in the future that you just don't want to have stolen by your mother-in-law. But by keeping that curse ritual thing alive as a meme, if anything, even though obviously it's not real, that is going to make sure that she doesn't do anything like this in the future and she still believes it. So you got your ring back. She's not going to do anything like that in the coming future. All good. A very harmless white lie that has served you very well and will continue to do so, I hope. Now, before we get into our next story, I have a very special announcement for you. After an insane amount of demand from you guys, I'm delighted to say that I've released some limited edition Not Today Karen merch. Picture this, you're out and about in the streets and a wild Karen appears and starts confronting you. What do you do? Well, normally you have to talk to a witch like this. However, get one of these t-shirts or hoodies on and all you have to do is simply point to it, laugh, and walk away. How easy is that? The link is down in the description if you like what you see. Go ahead, check the stuff out. I think they'd make a great Christmas present or even just a little gift for yourself. As always, it's official stuff from the very best supplier, so the quality is unmatched and it's one of the best ways to support me and the channel. With that being said, let's carry on. All right, now for our last post of this episode. Now this one is, wow, how do I describe this? Interesting, to say the least. My married next door neighbor is cheating on her husband with at least two different guys during the day while he's at work. What would you do? Me and my boyfriend moved into our place almost 3 years ago, and sometime last year, a new couple in their mid-30s moved in directly next door. Terrace, two-level houses, so we share a wall. We both have two upstairs bedrooms, and it quickly became apparent that they chose the room that shares a wall with our bedroom, as we would often hear them having sex at night. No prawn-style level moaning or anything like that, but you can easily make out the movement of the bed and slapping of flesh on flesh, so enough to be a distraction. We both found it funny at first, but often they'd be at it in the very early hours of the morning, especially at weekends, and often multiple times back to back with breaks between. It really started to interrupt our sleeping, so we decided just to move rooms, and now our old bedroom is my work from home office. While they were both working from home and I was in my new office room, I'd still hear them at it during the day every now and then. But I just put on my headphones and try and ignore it. No big deal, and good on them for having such an active sex life. Once the husband went back to office working, I was no longer having to reach for my headphones nearly as often, so I thought that that would be the end of it. A few weeks after him going back to work, however, the midday sex noises started up again, even more enthusiastic and frequent than before, which was odd as her husband's car was not parked outside. I also noticed a pattern of hearing their doorbell go shortly before the sex started, and after going full nosy neighbor mode and peeking through our blinds almost every day, I noticed that a guy was parking his van just up the road, popping in next door for an hour of fun, then heading back out. Not only that, but I've even spotted a different guy turning up every now and then. I've been cheated on before, albeit in a much more casual relationship when I was younger, and I think it's one of the most disrespectful and hurtful things that someone can do to another person. It makes me so sad for her husband, and hearing her go at it with these guys on an almost daily basis is getting me increasingly annoyed and angry. My boyfriend says I just need to ignore it, and it's not worth getting caught up in these things. Now, I kind of agree, but I do almost feel like making some kind of anonymous tip-off to let her husband know somehow. So, what do you guys think? P.S. She was already halfway through her second round with one of the guys this afternoon when I started typing this. Oh god, just to compound matters. Now, before we get into the update, first of all, get your comments in down below if you are on YouTube. I want to know what you think, and here are my thoughts. I completely agree with everything that OP said, and yes, technically it is none of your business, it's not your relationship, but if you were the husband, would you want to know? Obviously you would, therefore you got to tell him. Do it anonymously, do it in person, I don't care. You just have to let the bloke know, because it's so unfair on him for all this to be going on behind his back and him not to know. Like, whose side are you on here? Do you want to tell the husband and at least he knows? Otherwise, he's just going to be getting cheated on behind his back forever. Or do you want to not say and therefore protect his wife who is doing this behind his back every single day? Nah, you got to let him know.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So first of all, OP has replied to some of the comments suggesting things to do. Thanks for the wide range of replies, everyone. For those saying mind my own business, I get that to an extent, but it kind of becomes my business when it's distracting me from work on a daily basis. Yeah, good point. There's been a few times I've had calls while it's been going on, and I just have to pray that the noise cancelling from my mic is doing its job and be extra quick on the mute button when I'm not talking. A lot are saying to separate the two issues, which seems like good advice. After all, it's the noise that's impacting me personally. Even if it were her and her husband, that would still be a major annoyance for me. In fact, even though we've moved rooms, we can still hear them most nights, and often early morning too. I honestly don't know how she can manage so much. Admittedly, the cheating aspect, assuming it's not some kind of open relationship thing they have going on, which seems unlikely, but yes, I suppose it is possible, is adding to my emotional response for sure. But ultimately, that is between them, not me. And yeah, I do agree with that, guys, but I don't know, me in that situation, I'd literally have to say. As much as I empathize with the husband, again, assuming he's unaware, I do agree with a lot of the comments here that it's not my place to out her, and it's not worth being in any way involved with the potential fallout. My boyfriend also shares this view. Yeah, maybe, but it's also quite cowardly, in my opinion. Reporting it to the council or the police just doesn't seem like an option. I mean, it is, but it would be obvious it was us who complained, and neither of us want to go down that path. No, I agree with that. I think I will have to try to pluck up the courage and maybe try to bring it up casually the next time I see her on her own and hope for the best. On the bright side, their neighbour on the other side is an older guy who is practically deaf, so if they at least swap rooms like we did, there's less chance of the other neighbour hearing them at it. So, here is the update that you've all actually been waiting for. Well, turns out there was a twist after all. After all my moaning, my boyfriend got talking to the guy at the back over the weekend, and as sensitively and politely as possible, brought up the subject of the noise. And well, long story short, they are adult content creators. Obviously, he never mentioned anything about the guy showing up, but we think it's probably safe to assume he's well aware. The husband was also very apologetic and admitted they were both worried about noise, but figured it must not be that bad as we've never mentioned anything all this time and that they tend not to hear much from us. It turns out the wife is now doing this as her main job and quit her previous job months ago, and they already plan on turning their spare room into her studio, which, if it happens, should mean much less noise for us. Kudos to all of you that called me out for being so presumptuous that she was cheating. Lesson learned, not to jump to conclusions. Wow, there we go. I mean, look, if you're in the comments right now and you'd already commented that you thought they worked in the industry or were, you know, adult content creators, then fair play, I hold my hands up. I, for one, did not see that coming. I've got to be honest, though, I disagree with the last point. There's nothing wrong with being presumptuous about someone cheating. Again, think about it. What's the worst that could happen if you were to say that? Oh, he's not cheating, we're adult content creators. I get why you might have thought that. Okay, no worries, all good. That's the end of the conversation. Or he is actually being cheated on. Oh, I didn't realize that I've been cheating on behind my back for 5 years. I might have to divorce my wife now. Again, thank you for telling me. Like, in my opinion, there are no bad repercussions here for saying, by the way, very noisy over there, just to let you know. Don't know if you know what's going on. Simple as that. You know what's crazy? If we go back to the beginning, the first original post, OP says, no prawn star level moaning or anything like that. Wow, if only you knew. If only you knew. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/best a Redditor update. A subreddit that I actually really enjoy because, as I said, the story's all of an ending. And that is what I love. No longer am I being left in the dark. It's brilliant. I need to cover it more. If you want me to cover it more, drop a like on this episode. Comment down below as well that you want to see more of it. And watch some more right away. That will let me know if you want more. Clearly, think about it. It's logical.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.